Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Clay County Corner, where we hope to inform you of local happenings, events, and general information about Clay County. This is Susan Bailey broadcasting live in a corner room of the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. This radio broadcast is sponsored in part and hosted by the 3-Star Volunteer Program of Clay County and by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. We're live every morning on Thursdays from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. on Kix Country 101.5 FM. This show will be replayed this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. on Kix Country. You may also have an opportunity to tell family and friends in surrounding counties and states to listen in through the Del Hollow Horizon website at www.delhollowhorizon.com. Just click on the link on the webpage to catch this week's show and even review previously recorded Clay County Corner broadcasts from Kix Country. We have a good show for you during the next hour, so get that extra cup of coffee, call your neighbor, remind them to get on, and sit back and get ready to hear about the local Clay County happenings. On the lineup today, we're going to hear from Richard Accurso and Howard Hilton, both Clay County volunteers, Terry Scott, the Salina Chief of Police. And I want to start out, though, this morning, before I start today's Clay County Corner, I want to say thank you to the city workers and the gas workers who stayed up through the night on Monday. Thank you for working so that I could have water when I awoke on Tuesday morning. Thank you for taking care of so many people, getting them out of harm's way during the gas line rupture. Thank you, Emergency Medical Services, for managing the care and safety of those who were dislocated. Thank you for the warning calls throughout the night to boil our water and not drink from the faucets due to contamination from the broken water lines. So what if it woke me up a few times through the night? Thank you for taking care of me and my family. Thank you for the reminder to check our water heaters and the inside gas lines. Those of us who work odd hours and or get up all hours of the night or arrive home late and may have missed earlier messages, or who have elderly family members who may not hear the phone, we are all appreciative of the notifications. There are some who will complain about the best of efforts, and there are those of us who realize good intentions and positive effort. Thank you. You are appreciated. I'd like to remind everybody of the 5-week Healthy Habits for the Holidays workshop going on at the Women's Building. It's on Thursdays from 1 to 3. I think they're in maybe week 3 this week. Tracy Hackett is the lead at the workshop. If you missed the previous two, you can still attend. Call 243-2311. And City of Salina property owners, I just need to make a little announcement. If you're needing brush chipped or picked up, should bring the material to the sidewalk or the street to help with the disposal process. City workers will no longer go onto or across private property to get the material. This is a wonderful service for us, and we need to do our part to help. Call 243-2115 to have your name placed on the list for pickup. And an announcement that I'm going to be making two or three times probably throughout the broadcast, our county and city officials have joined others to help make this Halloween a better experience for our young trick-or-treaters. Due to the prediction of high winds and stormy, rainy weather conditions, trick-or-treating for Clay County is postponed to this Saturday the 2nd. Everybody, please share this with your friends and neighbors. Get the word around, and this will be announced again through the hour. Trick-or-treaters are welcome to Clark Subdivision. We have a lot. I think we have between 500 and 600. Please be aware that it's easier to walk the subdivision, bring a wagon or stroller for the little ones, and we will have one-way traffic going to the right for those who have to drive, and we're doing this to encourage a safe and fun experience. Today's subjects will include information about the Friends of Del Hollow, Friends of the Fish Hatchery, aquariums in the schools, senior discount cards, Halloween guidelines, And we need to, before we get started, take a quick break for our sponsors, and then we'll return with Richard and Howard.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
This is Susan Bailey back at the Clay County Corner. Our program today is going to begin with Howard Hilton and Richard Accurso, two of our Clay County citizens who are dedicated members of our volunteer community. Richard, Howard, I'd like to begin with Veterans Day, which is November the 11th, first by thanking you for your service, and second by recognizing your continued assistance through the American Legion Post 18. Share with us any special events that are going to be taking place here in Clay County to honor the veterans. Is there? I noticed, actually, we've got, I think, some things from the Clay County Schools.
Yes, Clay County Schools. Both will be putting on programs. K-8, Harmony Springs also. On Friday, the 8th, Harmony Springs will be on the 11th on Monday at 9 o'clock, both schools. We're also presently working on a banner, a flyer sort of, be presented to both schools during their presentation of the Legion or the Veterans Day celebrations. In addition to that, on the 8th, is also Salina Bank sponsoring the Veterans Breakfast at the Bob Building.
Okay.
And on the 9th is Macon County Bank sponsoring Veterans Breakfast also at the high school.
Okay. And invited to those are, I'm understanding,
all veterans and their
spouses. Okay. Is active military included in that, or is
absolutely.
It pretty much? Absolutely. Okay.
Veterans,
I wasn't 100% sure.
Any honorably discharged veterans that are out of the service and active duty.
Okay.
If they're in the area, they're more than welcome.
Okay, wonderful.
And along with the bank Veterans Breakfast, the Legion plans to help out the banks to assist some of the older veterans where they need some help getting their food to the tables and getting around.
Okay, so any of you veterans out there that are, say, wheelchair confined or have difficulty maneuvering, there's going to be somebody there at those places, at the schools too, I'm sure, to help get you out of your car and into the buildings and then help with food and everything.
Yes.
So be sure, don't let that stop you from coming, because there's going to be plenty of help there. And
in addition to that, Susan, the rehab center is also going to have a dedication at the rehab center Monday after lunch.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure what time it is, but we'll also make a presence there, but probably not participate, just be in presence. You know, if they want something from us, we'll be able to give them some information.
Okay, wonderful. I know they always want to participate in as many things as they can in the community, too. I've been to several of the things that have, of the ceremonies that have occurred at the schools, and I'm telling you, they are very, very touching.
They're very moving. They do a good job.
They sure do, and there's always a good crowd, and it's just such a nice tribute and a nice way to honor all of our veterans. Thank you for that. And are there, could we talk a little bit now about, or is there anything else you need to mention about the activities that are going on with the American Legion?
Essentially, that's basically what's going to happen during the Veterans Day. We're going to really plan to have more activities, more presence around Memorial Day, when they have more of a function through the old courthouse square here. Obviously, the crosses will go up. We're going to plan on keeping the crosses. We're going to put the crosses out earlier and keep them there later.
Okay.
And actually be part of the presentation that day.
Yeah. You know, hopefully we can even invite neighboring counties, because it is such a beautiful thing to see, and it's such an honor, and it's so many people say, oh, I wish I had seen that. So that's wonderful that they're going to be up a little bit longer, and maybe we can really get that word out so families can get in and
I've talked to a couple of the other hosts in the area and told them what we're going to be doing, and they seem quite interested and want to view it, so
mm-hmm.
we should have a good crowd.
Well, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if we don't see this same kind of activity start popping up in different areas once it's been, what, 3 years now that...
Well, actually,
are we on the third?
We've actually put the crosses out for 4 years.
We started out about
this time in 2009.
Okay.
Actually, the post didn't really get active again until May of 2009, so
mm-hmm.
in 4.5 years... I think we've made pretty good strides, but what we're trying to do is gain membership to be able to do more and more programs,
mm-hmm.
because that's what the American Legion is all about.
Yes, it's
helping.
And
at this time, let me make a statement again. The American Legion is not affiliated with any political party. I want to make that very clear, because throughout this interview, get into other aspects, we're going to be taking our hats off, and
mm-hmm.
we may have a little different take on a few things.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the Legion goes, we're neutral.
Okay. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because Howard and Richard both are very involved in many different volunteer programs, and we were kind of in jest saying, you wear many hats, and we said, well, you need to wear all those hats when you come in. So if you're watching it on our broadcast, then you'll see that. They're actually switching out their hats when they go from one group to another. But, yeah, they do a lot for the volunteer service.
I have one other thing I'd like to mention also, Susan. Our post is in sponsoring or trying to promote a new program to redistribute, re-display the veterans' memorials down at the courthouse or at the community building. And
okay.
we've got a lot of backing. We're getting some donations. We're planning on making a complete renewal there,
uh-huh.
a new type of display. The mayor is graciously giving us space on the walls for pictures, and this is one of our main projects. We'd like to display all the veterans who'd like to have a picture up there, all the same
Wonderful.
Type of frames, and
mm-hmm.
this is in the process of trying to come up with someone to build the frames.
Mm-hmm.
This will be an ongoing program, but that is one that we're really working on. The county also is backing us, so.
Okay.
Anyone else that'd like to participate is welcome.
Yeah, let me ask you, if somebody does hold that dear to them and want to make some donations, how can they do that?
They could contact Richard or myself.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, anyone, even the chamber, they can help us as far as contacting
okay.
numbers. That's where we meet at the chamber
mm-hmm.
every second Thursday of the month. That or just like you call yourself.
Absolutely, yeah. Just give me a call or call the chamber. Call
we're always available.
Call the radio station.
Yes, we're always
we'll
available.
We'll definitely do what we can if you want to make a donation to get that going. That's a wonderful idea, and just honoring them in as many ways as we can is a good thing.
Our county has a very rich veterans history,
mm-hmm.
and we'd like to be able to share more of that history, the families, the connections. There's a good start right now. We'd like to get it a little more organized, a little more uniform. And I know there are a lot of families out there that may have artifacts that they would like to share.
Mm-hmm.
And if they would, we'd be more than inclined to include them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which we could, yeah, I'm sure you would categorize those, or not categorize those, but kind of like a library, put them, log them in so that they're, if they want them back, and, you know, it's not
exactly.
something that you need to worry about losing forever, but just what pride you could have in showing, displaying those things, medals that your soldier has won that's no longer here, so many things, flags.
Not won, dear. Earned.
Earned, I'm sorry. That's exactly right. Medals that have been earned and flags from other countries that they've
Our point is that display it for the community, for
mm-hmm.
everyone in the county to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if people have enough pride in it, they want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But we need the space and we need some help.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all you out there listening, if you're interested, and that's a very nice gesture to make, is to help with this project. Well, let's maybe change hats now and talk a little about the Friends of Delhalla or the Friends of the Delhalla Fish Hatchery. Are those, I keep trying to blend those two things together. Are they actually two separate entities, the Friends of Delhalla
and
the Friends of the Fish Hatchery?
What you're saying is the same thing. It's
okay.
Friends of Delhalla National Fish Hatchery.
Okay.
And that's what we are. I'd like to say something to start with, and your question is going to cover it, I'm sure, but during the shutdown, the Delhalla National Fish Hatchery is definitely a national treasure for this community and this town.
Absolutely.
And monetary value as well as natural and nature involvement.
Okay.
We were hurt by this. The whole town, the whole city, the county, the Obi River was locked out. None of the activities could go on. The Friends group could not get on the premises. So this town lost and county lost a lot of money because of this. And most people didn't realize that, but the hatchery itself has 100 to 200 visitors per week. And not only do they spend money in town, but coming and going, and a lot of them stay here for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
So this town monetarily was hurt deeply.
We need to take a quick break, and we're going to get more into that because that's, you're right, it is such an important part of our county, having the river resources and the lake resources. We're going to pause for a quick break, and we'll be back with Richard and Howard.
Husqvarna is the world's largest producer of outdoor power products. Husqvarna offers a full line of lawn and garden equipment for the homeowner and the professional. Chainsaws, blowers, trimmers, mowers, tillers, and zero turns. Husqvarna has everything you need and is here to help you with all of your outdoor power equipment needs. Stop by Clay County Farm Supply at 408 Brown Street in Salina or give them a call at 931-243-4169 to see how Husqvarna can help you. Husqvarna, taming the wild.
Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee is now your certified dealer for Gator Made trailers. Gator Made is your best source to buy trailers factory direct. Gator Made trailers offer a wide variety and style of trailers, such as utility, gooseneck, equipment, and pintle hitch trailers, enclosed cargo trailers, flatbed, platform, cargo, and dump trailers. And financing is available for Gator Made trailers and Husqvarna products at Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee.
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
you
left.
You are not going to.
Then what you're
going to
do is turn onto Martin
and Fred just broke up
and go past
and
the first three lights
happy
and then
it.
Take the next left.
I don't really
then
think
five
she's
more
happy,
blocks,
but
then you should be
who
there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right. That's
I'll
what
see you
I heard
later
last
tonight.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We're back with the Clay County Corner, and Howard, you were just talking about the impact that it had economically on our county and the fact that we actually do have somewhere between 100 and 200 visitors weekly to the fish hatchery, and that people were actually turned away when we had the government shutdown. We also had a month and a half, two months ago or longer, when the tailwaters were not accessible, too, along with this. We had that even in front of this.
That was due to the water being so high and lowering the lake level. Mm-hmm. The volume of water participation on the river is pretty much curtailed, but this was locked out by the government shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
There was no access river except at the park, and the park was locked out also.
Mm.
People could fish right there, but there's only one pool you could go up and down there.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't deep enough for boats or anything, so we just don't realize the effect that hatchery has on this community.
Mm-hmm.
It amounts to millions of dollars. Some of it's not noticeable to the public openly,
mm-hmm.
but it's still there. It's still one of the most important things to this community we have.
It is, and it's also used through the schools as little class trips. They go and learn about the whole process from egg development through putting the fish into the water stream.
Right, and they actually have a hands-on program that really gets them educated when
mm-hmm.
they're doing it by themselves.
Mm-hmm. that's such a good benefit, because so many kids don't see those things like what you see even on the farms, you know, that used to. You saw chickens running around and saw the whole process of birth and development, and it's the same thing with fish and protecting our streams. That's so important.
In addition to this, the stream being locked out and the hatchery being locked out, it curtailed the Friends group participation in the aquariums and the schools. And we had no access to the materials. We had no access to our actual aquariums that were stored on the property.
Mm-hmm. Delayed the whole process.
Getting
the aquariums in the schools.
So now we have approximately 10 aquariums in different schools already.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we have 3 in Jackson County. Some of the schools we had set up earlier, but now we're delayed on all
of
these.
It'll
be in November
shutdown.
Before we start getting trout eggs again. Mm-hmm. So the cold water aquariums depend on the trout eggs,
mm-hmm.
and the hatchery supplies the food and everything for these cold water aquariums.
Mm-hmm.
But we have warm water aquariums, which use natural fish, which is a TWRA project that they actually go out and we stain the fish and put in these aquariums. K-8 has one warm water aquarium,
okay.
which is all they would put out there. There's no cold water eggs yet, so
yeah.
they will probably have a cold water tank also. So this is something that the schools more and more are getting involved in, and they're more and more interested in, because this project takes the eggs from the very beginning through the hatch stage, the fingerling stage, all the way up to the stocking size.
Mm-hmm.
Then the fish are brought back to the hatchery, and the kids can actually go and watch us and put them back into the water.
Mm-hmm.
It's a complete process for the whole hatching and rearing for the school, and this is great. The other one, the warm water hatchery, of course, is all native fish, so they still see the biological effect of these
mm-hmm.
fish being raised and how they grow and how they get along with each other, actually, in the aquariums.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a project that I feel is very important to our
school. It is very important.
It's on the core curriculum now for
mm-hmm.
the state of Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it covers so many areas within the classroom, too. I know there have been aquariums in the Harmony Springs School. Now, this will be the third year running?
Right. Yes.
Okay, and we've talked with them on the radio show a couple of times before, and they've talked about how much, not just the children that are in the schools, but the staff in the school, as well as parents that come in and want to see and want to help, and then the kids naming the fish. You know, they get very, very protective of their fish.
The first year we had it out there, they didn't want to turn them loose because they're afraid they would get eaten.
Well, that's highly likely to happen, actually.
Some of that does, I'm sure, but that's nature. And this is the whole point of teaching them the nature, natural process, you know. It's a proven fact that kids exposed to nature, are stress levels reduced by 25%.
Wow.
So we can all be thankful we've been reared in this type of community.
Yes, yes, and we can attribute some of the better behavior in the school system maybe because of the aquarium.
Exactly right.
Then.
I would like to.
Yeah, yeah, that would be wonderful. So we need more and more.
you really see a difference in the children that are exposed to this and
mm-hmm.
live this and work this
mm-hmm.
versus the ones that do not. That's a fact.
Yeah, and their overwhelming sense of responsibility to those fish really comes out. I know that they've talked about how you've got more volunteers, actually, than you even need, than you can use, because they all want to have a hand at raising the fish or feeding, as part of that process, feeding them and being
involved. You've got a good point there, volunteers.
Yeah, and maybe we're starting that process, volunteers first.
This is a little separate now, and it's,
mm-hmm.
it's not just the Friends group. Most of the Friends group belong are volunteers at the hatchery, but they're welcome. Volunteers are welcome to hatchery. They help provide a little help, and whatever they want us to do, we do. Mow grass, feed the fish, whatever they want done.
Mm-hmm.
And several hundred hours probably in the last year that's been done with this. And the hatchery appreciates this, and they have an open invitation for people who like to volunteer. And you need to talk to Mr. Andy Curry about this, and he would like to have some more help, because it's also a hands-on for the people to learn about how the hatchery and everything operates,
mm-hmm.
which is a great
program.
Absolutely. Well, the volunteerism for the fish hatchery to help them with maintenance and feeding and all of that, you're not going to be stuck, you know. You're not going to be
right.
confined like a job to specific hours, and you have to do it every time. But you can volunteer the time that you can give.
Exactly.
That's what so many people say, well, I just don't have time for that. But we've all got a few hours every week.
If it's an
hour
at a time, yes.
Yeah, and I know I've seen, I love to mow personally. I love mowing my yard. I love mowing and doing garden work. And I know I've seen lots and lots of women and men, too, that like to do that. And that's one of the needs.
Yes,
up there is
absolutely.
Mowing the
you sound
yard.
Like a natural, Susan.
Yeah, I need to go up there.
You're welcome, Susan. Come on out.
Okay, I'll just bring my John Deere up there. But there's other stuff too. You know, you've got an hour's worth of project that you could do, or you've got 10 hours worth of project that you could do.
Yes.
And it's Monday through Friday, or is it on the weekends
Monday
too?
Monday through Friday. From there on the weekends to maintain the necessities.
And if that's all the time that you've got on the weekend and you want to do something, they could probably
you could
come
still
up with that.
Go there and work with the person there.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's a good project that not only that benefits so many people.
They give back so much to this community, which we really don't see, and it's very beneficial.
Well, back to the aquariums too. What exactly are, if there are any teachers out there thinking about this, I think we've got two that are interested in having the cold water aquariums in the K-8.
Yes.
What are their the teacher-student responsibilities?
Okay.
How does the aquarium get put in, and who's responsible?
We have a request. If they want an aquarium, they just sign the request, send it back to the actually goes back to the hatchery. It's a friends group project, but it goes back to the hatchery, so it has a central location. And they just sign it to school, who it is, what they want, and they have to have a responsible person sign it, a teacher or principal or someone. And once the tank is available, that's another problem we have. About $600 for a warm water setup, and it's about $1,000 for a cold water setup, because have to have a chiller which maintains the water temperature for trout temperatures. Once the aquarium is set up, we give instructions of how to set it up, or well, we actually set it up. A teacher, whoever's going to take care of it, is giving the instructions of how to maintain the water, what to do, if they got a problem. We have a contact, myself or someone in our group, they contact for help or even go out and information. What to set up. If it's a cold water tank, the hatchery supplies all the food because it's a certain food that they have to grow and live on and all this. If it's a warm water tank, then they're responsible for the food, which is very minor. And one of the biggest problems is they overfeed. And this is, you know, it's natural. You want to feed a little fish, so like an aquarium, any place else. But they're responsible for all the equipment, maintaining it and everything, except if they have a problem, they call us for help. The material, everything still belongs to the friends group. If they decide to get out of the project, it comes back to our area. We'll store it, reuse it someplace else. Right now we have about 10 aquariums already out there, scattered over several different counties. And like you said, K-8 has one. They're asking for two more. Gainesboro has three. We have a warm water, a cold water, and we also have a warm water, which we're trying to raise trout in the natural water to see if we can make this work. If we could do this, it would make the whole project much cheaper.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have to have the chillers all the time, or at least as much and run them all the time as we do now. They own the tank as long as they have it.
Okay.
It's their property to take care of.
Now, you mentioned about the cost that's involved.
Yes.
That's just a one-time cost,
yes.
Right? Because if somebody out there is interested in helping out this program
right.
to get aquariums in the school, then that would just be a one-time cost to pay for all the setup. And then that will be used over and over and over again.
The cost
from year
to the
year.
School themselves is zero.
Okay,
we
that's
do not
good to know.
Charge. We have some donations, we have some grants and things like this working on now. Matter of fact, I have a grant now I'm working on to get support for this. But the school themselves do not pay anything other than the maintenance and what they're doing there.
Okay, so, wonderful. Well, we've got to take another break for our sponsors, and we'll be back talking more about the aquariums in the schools.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. We've been, Howard and Richard and I have been sitting here talking about the aquariums in the schools and how involved the kids get with these aquariums and how much learning potential actually that they have too. It's a one-time cost. We've got so many requests for the aquariums. We've got a need for more volunteers to help. You know, it's not a lot of time commitment, but somebody that has some familiarity with managing the aquariums and can kind of go in and troubleshoot a little bit. A lot of fishermen out here in this county, I know, that would be able to meet that bill. And there is a one-time cost to set it up, so anybody that's willing to kind of help out with that, to get more aquariums in the school for the kids, that would be wonderful. Is there anything else we need to hit on with the aquariums that you can think of while we're on that subject, and what kind of help's needed to keep it going and growing, mainly, I guess, volunteer?
Mostly the help, Susan, comes from within the school itself.
Mm-hmm.
The teachers, the children, they're always interested in taking care of it themselves, and
mm-hmm.
this is part of the project, that they do it themselves.
I know one
without,
thing.
Without our help, too, because the only help we give them is if they have a problem, they request it, then
mm-hmm.
we go to help them.
And then you set it up.
Yes.
For
pretty much on their own.
Mm-hmm.
They have to have the space. You have to have a proper setup and a person that's going to be responsible for it.
And that's included through breaks, like when there's fall break, spring
yes.
break,
yes.
and Christmas,
yes.
Christmas break. So fish still have to be fed. Of course,
yeah,
you can get automatic feeders, I guess.
No, well, yes.
Well, you could do that.
Trout.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's run in now. Let's stick another hat on and talk a little about the efforts of the Retirement Committee and the Senior Discount Card Program. That's a program that's going pretty hot and heavy right now, I'm understanding. We've had a couple of, what have we had, two or three drawings now?
We've had two drawings.
Two drawings?
Yes. Our projects are ongoing, as you just said. We're merchants. We're adding more and more participants. We're up to probably 250 participants signed up. Anyone 60 or over, Clay County residents, eligible. Most of the participants, giving them a card or whoever talks to them, we're giving them a list of the participating merchants for them to display.
Mm-hmm.
Any of the seniors that come in to use this have to have a little card.
Okay.
But if they don't see the presentation at the supplier, just ask them
if they're a participator.
Right, ask them if they're participating,
mm-hmm.
because we're not following on what they're really doing other than they're participating.
Mm-hmm.
It's still disclaimer on the back of the card tells them strictly merchant control, and
mm-hmm.
this is what it's up to the merchants.
Mm-hmm.
They're the owners, more or less. We're the promoters, I suppose, but
mm-hmm.
they're the owners, and this is for their benefit as well as all the residents of Clay County.
And all they need to do is just ask.
Yes.
If they're a participant, if they don't see the little sign in the by the cash register
yes.
or on the window.
We can. Matter of fact, we read off the participating people, and also
okay.
we have a bunch of supporting groups that don't actually have monetary items they can discount or
mm-hmm.
you know stuff like that, but they're supporting it anyway. And so
okay.
everyone that we can get supported is welcome to.
The more the better.
It really is, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, the merchants that are participating are Salina Lumber, Clay County Farm Supply, AC Rentals, Radio Shack, Don Country Restaurant, Los Primos Mexican Restaurant, Doris's Diner, Ollie's Restaurant, Clay County Express Pharmacy, Scott's Best Way, Clay County Florist, Bertha's Quick Shop, Hilltop Restaurant of Hermitage Springs, Brenda's Country Cooking in Oak Grove, Thompson's Jewelry, Auto Parts, Del Hollow Barbecue, Joey's Flowers and Gifts, Subway of Salina, and Spears Stop Shop. Now, the supporting merchants are Ashlock Strong Insurance, Bank of Salina, Country Classics, Salina State Farm Insurance, Professional Printing Center, and Macon Bank and Trust.
That's a big list. That's 40. Covering so many people. And if your name's not on that list and you're a business out there and you want to participate, please just give us a call and we'll get you on that list.
The senior discount card the person carries on them. Also, we have a information card which we put in the monthly drawing for each person. If their name is drawn for the prize, they still automatically go back in for the following month.
Okay.
And our goal is to have a drawing every month.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal also is to have enough supporting merchants so that we only have to contact maybe once a year or whatever. But
yeah.
And we've had willing to do it quarterly, which we're trying to get enough supporting that we don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be various prizes, maybe money or whatever, but they're free to use this at any participating merchant.
Okay.
They're not entitled to take it to the person that gives the prize or anything like that. So the people participating in it, it's all free to them.
Mm-hmm.
The merchants are the ones we hoped to keep the business in Clay County because of this.
Yes. And if you're 60 and over, all you've got to do is pick up a card, sign it,
yes,
and carry it. Carry it with you when you go into the businesses. No charge.
And again, if you don't see any notice on the merchant's door, ask.
Mm-hmm.
You never know unless you ask. They may be participating, and you just didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
You just lost out on some money.
Right. Same thing with the coupon. If you have a coupon and you don't get it out and use it, you know, whose fault is that?
the participating merchants right now carried in what they're doing, which makes it more interesting, I think.
Mm-hmm,
if everybody gave the same thing, wouldn't you know exactly what you're going to be doing?
Yeah, it's kind of like a little mini
right.
Christmas every time you go in.
That's
and
right.
Find out
the,
what you can get
the
a deal on.
The Clay County Rehab Center, every person there is signed up for this program.
Wonderful.
This is a project that we'd like to have done because they wanted something to do, and we have several of them. They're still amateur. They come out and shop, and they buy things and
mm-hmm.
have stuff bought for them, too. But
mm-hmm.
we're trying to make every senior resident in this county part of this program,
mm-hmm.
no matter where you're at, no matter what you do.
So if you don't have your card, get one at
yes.
the Chamber of Commerce, the banks. There are several different places. A lot of the businesses have, the churches. Just
any member,
ask around.
Any member,
of the members in the retirement committee.
Including yourself.
Including me. If I don't have it in my pocket, I'll find one for you. I'll get you one. Anything else that's going on with the retirement committee right now?
We've had some presentations from the hospital on senior care, and we're looking at having more people come to give presentations
mm-hmm.
right at the moment. We don't have another super project we're working on, so
mm-hmm.
we're trying to be informative for the community. We're trying to keep especially the seniors, but our group is open to anyone, any age. You're welcome to come to our meetings at any time, which is third Wednesday, 9 o'clock, Chamber of Commerce, whatever age group you want to talk about, we'll listen.
Absolutely.
We're all learning, even though we're seniors, we're learning from the young people,
mm-hmm.
and you're welcome to our meetings anytime.
If you just keep your eyes and ears open, you learn something new every single day.
Yeah.
You just got to pay attention. Can you share some information now about, I'm going to switch cogs here, I guess, or something, but can you share some information about the Second Harvest Food Bank? When, what is it? When's another one coming up? Who can receive the food? And how much does it take to fund this project?
Oh, you have a lot of questions there.
Yeah.
Well, it is a very great program, and it is the Second Harvest, first of all, is going to be held here locally at the Women's Building December 6th, and usually that starts about 9 o'clock or so, but we're looking for volunteers. Volunteers can show up between 8 and 8:15 to get assigned whatever duty that they can do, and it'll be very, very welcome because there's a lot of work to this, but it's a good program. The needy of Clay County are eligible to get in line, come out with the car, get in line, sign up, and then they'll get a number and come through, and they'll get a very nice food distribution that probably will entail maybe 2 to 3 boxes of food, mm-hmm. some of which is perishable, but quite a few things would be canned goods, a lot of bakery products. It's a good variety of things.
It is.
And we've had a very good showing within the last few years. I know Howard and I were part of a group that went down to the headquarters a year or two ago,
mm-hmm.
and we saw the operation firsthand in Nashville, and it's very impressive. It's
mm-hmm.
very organized, and it's a lot of the sponsorship is through the churches and the volunteers locally.
Okay, you're right though. It does take there are a lot of volunteers to come actually, but there are times, especially when school's out. We get a good support from the school system of the kids, and they're, you know, good and strong, and they help full of energy. But December the 6th, I think school be out then, or is it still in?
I'm not sure.
If it's out, we're going to ask those students, please volunteer anyway to come and help us, because it is, there's a lot of lifting, a lot of moving, and just a lot of work that's involved, and it's very important to have a lot of help on
those
days.
And if you're involved in it, it may look like chaos, but it's organized
chaos.
It
is. It sure is.
And there's a lot of work that has to go on, even behind the scenes, to get this thing to pull off. And I think you asked about the cost of each shipment. It's about $2,500 per truck. And sometimes we get in a load that will have a special price on it because it may all be perishable, and they have to get rid of it. Usually, stores like Kroger, Walmart, some of the others are the contributors for this. But we've also had a lot of people who have volunteered and wanted to remain anonymous on it, but they will contribute to the program, usually through the churches.
Last time we had a lot of bananas and kiwi. You were mentioning the grocery stores, and those have to be, you know, distributed.
Basically, that distribution is all perishable, more or less.
Yeah.
It was a little bit unusual, a little bit different.
It was.
But it was all fine food. It was all edibles that the community needed.
It was, definitely. And a lot of things that stretched over a couple of weeks.
Right.
Or longer even.
This is, as you know, a church function in Clay County.
Yeah.
And it's all churches. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be United Churches.
Mm-hmm.
And approximately, as Richard said, $2,500 a truckload, it would do it each quarter.
That's
our goal.
That's a lot of money that needs to be.
There's some other supporters that also help, but basically the church.
Yeah. And it's a wonderful service for those that need that assistance in the community. Anything else we need to mention? It's about time for another break, and I want to thank you so much for coming, and we've covered a lot. We always do. We cover so much when y'all are on, and I'm so appreciative that you come. I need you often. Anything else we need to cover before I say goodbye?
Maybe. Let me put the other hat on again.
Please.
As far as American Legion.
Yes.
As I said, maybe the last time we were here, that what we try to do, it's a national organization, state organization, and local, but the national organization filters down to the local level, and again, is fostering a strong national security, taking care of veterans, mentoring our youth of the nation, and promoting patriotism and honor. Well, one of the things that I think should be known is we do have a number of VA hospitals in the state itself. We've got four definite hospitals. The closest right now would be Murfreesboro and Nashville. But there is 8 outpatient clinics, one of which happens to be in Cookeville. So that's a possibility. The other thing, we have 5 national VA cemeteries. Again, closest would be Nashville, in Knoxville. But there is an effort going on through the Legion. They're trying to acquire a suitable 60-acre site that we can put up a VA state hospital in the Upper Cumberland.
Wow. That would be wonderful.
It would be a lot easier for people locally to be able to go to that.
It certainly would. Mm-hmm. It certainly would. So, of course, that's probably years down the road, but what something to look forward to.
We have one other project which we're working on also is getting the rehab center certified as a VA-designated facility.
Wow.
For the rehabilitation of veterans.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful, too.
A long-term contract.
Yeah. I know that all these things are a process, but it's so nice to know that's a possibility that's in our future.
We have some help from our state legislature.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
They're helping us also on this. And our theory is that we have enough veterans and we have enough people here that would use it if it was available.
Mm-hmm.
And we deserve it as much as the next county
around.
Absolutely,
we do. Yeah.
And again, at last count, we had 531 veterans.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a need.
So everybody out there, talk to your representatives.
Yes.
And get behind this project, because that would be such a benefit to the veterans in the county and surrounding counties.
Right, absolutely.
That would be a wonderful benefit. Anything else, guys? I'll probably take a break then, and we'll get back on Halloween.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closier. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter Paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
This is the Clay County Corner back. Just a quick announcement before we get started. I've got Terry Scott sitting here with me, the City of Salina Chief of Police. And just going to mention, we've got Halloween. Terry, can you talk a little bit about that?
Susan, we decided on the weather conditions and safety of the children. We moved it to Saturday night because we had ball games on Friday night. We didn't want to interfere
with that. Yeah. So everybody mark that down, and share it.
Saturday night.
Share that information, because everybody doesn't, I don't know why, but everybody doesn't listen to the radio show, and we got to get everybody on here, and everybody doesn't read the newspaper, and a lot of people just don't get out. So let people know, especially people with kids, that's going on. Terry, can you share some safety tips for our trick-or-treaters? It is an important thing.
They need to be sure and have a parent, juveniles, little kids need to have a parent supervision. It's good to wear bright-colored clothes, take a flashlight, plan out your route before you leave.
Mm-hmm. so your parents are going to know where you're going to be.
Yeah, that way everybody can keep up with each other and don't go in people's houses. You know, if they don't come to the door and hand it to you, the door, I'd suggest, unless you know these people, I wouldn't go in there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be running across the streets. We do have a lot of calls sometimes, and at the ambulance and the police has to keep on going to work. So
mm-hmm.
if you hear sirens, we just get off the side to the sidewalk and stay to the side
okay.
until we get through there.
Okay. And I know it's easy for kids to get really, really excited.
Yeah.
And they see somebody across the street, so parents need to be aware all the time that you've got to really watch them because they'll dart out between cars, and if somebody's even slowly driving by.
Yes, ma'am. It can be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I guess that pretty well covers the safety part of it.
I know from a nursing perspective, we always recommend it. You know, we love fixing. This is the season to fix those little cute Halloween treats and cupcakes and all those things. But
that's another thing. I'm glad you mentioned that. I don't like to think that around here, but
I know.
Never know.
You never know.
Be sure and check your candy.
Mm-hmm.
We've never had that problem here before, mm-hmm. but it's close to us.
Yeah.
Other counties have had it. Be sure to check your kids' candy and stuff
mm-hmm.
before they eat it. Unwrap it and make sure. That's a good point. See?
Yeah. And then, too, of course, people that have children with food allergies, they're on top of that.
Yeah.
But
some
if something's made, you don't know if it's been made
stuff.
With, yeah, peanut oil or something
yeah.
like that.
That's
so
a good point.
Just got to be really, really careful with what in their sacks. Terry, can you explain what we hear bombers beware every once in a while? What's that about?
We, you know how Halloween is.
Absolutely.
I was raised up here.
Me
and,
too.
It's tradition.
I'm a participant.
They're going to do it. They're going to, you know, they throw eggs. Some of them do.
Mm-hmm.
We try to designate, like, the East Lake up here. We used to block it off. Since I've been chief of police, I've tried to stop it, slow it down.
I think that's the best idea. Last year when I came to town and there was an officer posted at the end of East Lake, I thought, finally, you know, it's such a positive thing to give that warning to anybody.
Yeah, I like
because,
people to know what they expect.
Yeah, it's hard to get all the kids to stop.
We try to keep a safe route for everybody to go that's not interested in
mm-hmm.
playing like the kids do out here.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask the kids, you know, don't get around people's houses.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody comes and says something, they need to get away from their house. They don't need to stay around it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, they know who wants to be out there to play and who not. So if you see kids, and I ask them that they wait until the kids get trick-or-treating, about 8 o'clock
yeah.
at least,
yeah.
that they don't throw it. I see a family with children, they shouldn't be throwing stuff at them.
Yeah, you know, I've been one of those old egg throwers that people get mad at, but
yeah.
we, growing up, we always had what we called war wagons, and we
yeah.
always threw at each other.
Yeah.
You know, you had targets
yeah.
that, and you specifically
yeah.
kept it limited to that.
Yeah.
You can clearly tell if there's a van coming through, and that looks like a family vehicle or a car.
Yeah. Yeah,
you can see a difference.
With a brand new vehicle, they're not out there to be a plan like that.
Yeah, that's true. So there's respectful and disrespectful, and we need to pay attention to that. We're going to go now for a quick sponsor break and return with Police Chief Terry Scott.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is. A date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We're back at the Clay County Corner. I'm returning with Police Chief Terry Scott, and we're discussing Halloween, which is going to be observed on Saturday, November the 2nd. Chief Scott, you've been in this policing business a while. Can you share a funny situation that you've had with some of the Halloween nights past?
Well, I mean, you just got to get out there to see
to
it.
See it.
I mean, it's fun. We enjoy too. So, you know, it could be a fun Halloween.
Yeah, it can be. I know I've seen a lot of humor actually in it. I've seen some, you know, things that I didn't like, I didn't appreciate,
yeah,
but I've certainly seen a lot of humor. I can remember a time when we were running from you guys,
yeah,
and one of our teenage boys jumped a fence, and then as I was running up, I stopped and said, "What is that?" and started laughing because he was hung on the picket fence by his shirt, the back of his shirt, and his feet were dangling about a foot and a half off the ground. And guess what? Y'all caught him.
Yeah.
But,
I think years ago that before I become chief, I was actually a young boy.
Mm-hmm.
That actually one of the cops had left his car unlocked.
Oh,
and
yes.
And took his car.
For a ride.
They didn't tear it up. They just pulled it around there and hit him. So
yeah.
That was a pretty good line back then.
Yeah, I remember that, and of course we're always trying to outsmart and outmaneuver. You know, that's a game that we've always played really well. And I can remember once watching the back seat get loaded up, and somehow the other door was and somebody else went over and opened the other door, and they went flying out the other side.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I just want everybody to have a good time and be safe.
I mean, be safe. That's the important thing. Don't throw things that are intentionally to cause harm, and don't have explosive devices, bottle rockets, that, and paintball guns. You know, that's crazy.
We've seized them before.
Yeah.
We'll take them if we catch them doing that.
Yeah, so. Well, you know, and they're not cheap, so that would be a really good lesson learned for some people. What are some things that we need to remind people to be aware of out in the county that are sometimes routine Halloween pranks, but aren't very smart?
A lot of people, you know, and it's been better. We've had some of them to set cars and stuff on fire in the roads, and they've been really good about that the last couple of years.
That's,
you know,
good.
Always be cautious, drive slow,
uh-huh,
because you never know what's going to happen. I mean,
yeah,
anything's possible.
Trick-or-treating's not just in the city. It's all over.
Wide,
so
yeah,
you got to be always aware that you might see children out running around. And they're, unfortunately, a lot of the costumes are dark. And we recommend, you know, there's reflector tape that you can put on the dark ones, though, too, that would really help with those things. So, again, when is Halloween?
It'll be Saturday night.
Saturday night, November the 2nd. And it is the 2nd, right?
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
And then just a quick reminder, too, daylight savings time starts this weekend, right? Is it Sunday night?
I think so. It changes. Yeah.
I think so. Or Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday
it'll change
night,
Saturday
it'll change.
Night. So
yeah,
everybody
night.
Be prepared to set your clocks. Fall back. You got to set your clocks back. And I guess that's a wrap. Is there anything else we need to say about?
I appreciate you inviting me.
Well, thank you for coming.
To explain because
mm-hmm.
of the. We didn't know when we were really going to have it. This
right.
I have, too.
Yeah.
So I hope everybody understands.
Yeah, and you can see the wind getting up already.
Yeah.
I'm looking outside the windows here at the Clay County Courthouse.
The
wind's
blowing.
It wouldn't have been. Yeah, and we want to definitely keep the kids safe and keep them healthy, you know, not this cold weather and rain. They don't need to be out in it. So everybody have a wonderful and safe Halloween tonight. It's one of my favorite times of the year, and
I enjoy it.
We want people down at Clark Subdivision. We have a big crowd, and we're decorated.
You want to block off right there one way. I meant to tell that, too. I'm
right,
glad you
yeah.
mentioned that.
Thank you for that, because we do. Last year, we went one way around the subdivision.
Yeah,
it worked great.
Down there.
We do. And it was so much safer having that limited traffic and only one direction.
Do that too, ma'am.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And I think an officer's going to be patrolling maybe
down
there.
One there.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much, and everybody have a wonderful Halloween, and we'll be back next Thursday.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.